Please sit, please. During the annual tears, we talk about repentance almost every day. And one year in the annual tears, one student approached to me and he said, "Pastor, every day I repented, and now I think I repented all the things. So why else should I repent?" Yes, from Sunday to today, 4 days passed by, and every day we repented. So till now, why else can we repent? But actually, when we open the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, everywhere talk about repentance. From Genesis, after our ancestor Adam and Eve commit sin against God, and God gave the opportunity of repentance to them, but they did not take the chance to repent. Instead, they just passed the buck to one another, to each other. And their son, Abel and Cain, Cain killed Abel, and God also gave the opportunity to repent for Cain. But Cain did not take the opportunity. So why else can we repent? We have to understand the meaning of repentance. When Jesus came to this world, the first mission, the first sentence, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." So when Jesus tells us, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near," so we should understand what does repentance mean. Repentance means return, means change. But because return and change will suffer, because when we change, will bring loss and bring pain and also bring suffer. Therefore, no one wants to repent. No one wants to change. And what is the kingdom of God? Jesus tells us, "There are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And after 6 days later, Peter, Paul, and James saw Jesus transfigured on the mountain. And Peter said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. It is good for us to be here." So after they saw Jesus' transfiguration, then they said, "It's good. It's good for us," which means they saw the kingdom of God already. So the kingdom of God means Jesus' abundance. Jesus' abundance is a kingdom. So when Jesus is with us, it's a kingdom of God. But before we want Jesus to be with us, then we should repent. And once again, we might say, "Every day I repent, so what's the next?" We have to change. In some area, we can change. We can transform ourselves. We can change our thinking. We can change our attitude. We can change our mentality. And also, we can change our lifestyle. Thinking determines attitude. Then attitude determines actions. The actions, of course, determines our lifestyles. Let's turn to 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 1. First Peter, chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So ceased means cut off. When we suffer in the flesh, then we will cease, we are cut off from the sin. Cut off. Cut off our body. Of course, when we cut our fingers, then our fingers are so painful. Then we need a medicine. We need a cure. We need to take a break. When we suffered in the flesh, so when we transformed, when we try to transform, when we want to change our thinking, our attitude, our lifestyles, then we have to suffer. So when we want to live in godly life, then we have to suffer. And because we change our lifestyles, we change everyday's life, of course, may bring loss. Then we will suffer. However, Apostle Paul encouraged us, offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Body, everybody loves our bodies, right? Everybody loves his body. You love your body, I love my body too. So we use all the means to satisfy our body, to meet our body's need, to make our body happy, in mentality or in physically. When we feel hungry, then we need some food because we want our body happy. When somebody attacks us, when somebody criticizes us, then we might talk back. When your parents nagging at you, then you will talk back. We say, I don't like it. I cannot take it. I cannot take your advice. You talk too much. Why you want to talk back? Because you want to make your feeling good. Your remarks make me unhappy. So you talk back, right? Apostle Paul, he said, offer our body as a living sacrifice. He wants us to lay down ourselves on the altar to be burned. Then we will suffer. However, he said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we have to change our mind. The mind is very important. That's what the Bible tells us. Guard our mind. We should guard our mind because our mind, our thinking, will determine our attitude. Our attitude will determine our actions. The first thing we will learn how to change our mind. Let's turn to 2 Kings. Chapter 5, verse 9. Second Kings, chapter 5, verse 9. 5 and 9. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. 11. Now Naaman became furious, very angry, and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place, and heal the leprosy. 12. Are not the Abana and the Phapra, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Naaman was a great general, a chief in commander, but he had leprosy. It's so bad. Then he took his man's advice. He went to Israel for healing. And when he bring not a present, not a gift, and also not a servant with him, and down to Elijah's house. And now he arrived at Elijah's house and stand at the door, and he was so disappointed, so frustrated, so embarrassed, because Elijah didn't come out to welcome him. And he talked to himself. Talked to himself, which means he thought. He thought, I am a great general. I deserve to be respected. I deserve to be respected. And now, Elijah did not come out to meet me, to welcome me. He think. So sometimes we might have the same problem. He said, I am a great general. But there is a turning point. Verse 13. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you now not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean, so simple. So simple. Why you won't listen to the prophet? And he just get a second thought. Then he said, okay. 14. He went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan River according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of the little child, and he was clean. So every second thought, he changed his mind. He changed his concept. He changed his attitude. He humbled himself. And before, he was so proud. And now, he changed his mind. He returned, but return had to take a lot of effort, extra effort. You can see when you're walking, right? walking, then you just keep walking, because it's a custom, it's consistent. If you're walking, and sometimes even you don't have to take a lot of effort, because it will become your habit, become your custom. And all of a sudden, someone told you, stop, turn around, then you will stop, you will use your effort. Not just effort, you have to use your extra effort to stop and also to turn around. Sometimes when my wife told me I have to correct some habit or correct some Chinese, because my Chinese is so bad, sometimes I just upside down the phrase, like an idiom, because of my wife major in Chinese literacy. And because I grew up in countryside, and when I was a child, usually I just speak in Taiwanese. So my Chinese is poor, and every time she tried to correct me, then I just, suddenly I, to me, it's so hard to listen because my Chinese, it's okay. It's not, who cares? Because I'm Chinese, and everybody understands what I mean. So who cares? But she consistent. I have to change. And she said, first of all, you have to listen what you are saying. You have to listen what you are saying. Then you can change. You can correct. If you didn't know what you were saying, of course, you didn't know you make a mistake, then you cannot correct it. So when we try to correct them, we have to pay double effort to make correction. So in the same way, when we want to change our attitude, you know, sometimes we have envy, we have hatred. Why we have hatred and envy and anger? Because we try to justify ourselves. We always point to someone because we want to satisfy our feelings. You are wrong. You must deserve to be punished. Try to satisfy our body, our feelings. When we make our body happy. So Naaman, he changed his attitude. And it turned out he was cleaned. So how to be healing? Sometimes we get hurt from someone. You get hurt from yourself too. But when we confess ourselves, when we change our mind, change our attitude from negative to positive, then we can get a healing. So we should change our thinking, our attitude. Do you know all conflict actually come from egoism? Because quite often, we always consider ourselves only, to think about ourselves. I. Like Naaman, he said, I say to myself, I think, egoism. When Moses was raised up in the palace, he received a very good education. And then one day, he decided to depart from the palace. So he ran away. And he wanted to use his own way to save his people, Israel people. So the Acts chapter 7 tells us, he supports his people should understand his intention. But God said, no, it's not my way. So sometimes we use our own way to serve our Lord. We use our education, we use our knowledge, we use our experience to serve the Lord. Because my experience, my education tells me, my experience tells me, my knowledge tells me, my information from internet tells me we should do this, we should do that. But God said, no. So after 40 years, one day, God appeared to Moses. God wanted this occasion to shatter Moses' egoism. Then our God used Moses. So sometimes, in the same way, God tried to shatter our egoism because we have so many eyes, mind. Okay. So we should change our thinking, change our concept, change our attitude, like Naaman. Then the next one, we should change our lifestyles. Let's turn to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Verse 8. Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I gave half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore the fourfold four times. So we can imagine how much he left. Maybe few. So when he decided to receive Jesus as a Savior, as Messiah, Then he said to Jesus, I gave half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore four times. He wanted to change his lifestyles. In order to live, to lower his life quality, then he has to change his lifestyle. He might have to sell his Lexus car and sell his mansion to move into a small house, maybe rent an apartment, because he has nothing at all. He has to adjust his lifestyle. So, are we willing to change our lifestyle? At this moment, all of us live in good lifestyles. Easy. We have too much. Like iPad, you know. How many of you have iPad? iPad 2? Raise your hand. No? iPhone? Raise your hand. And you have a TV, what kind of the flat TV, raise your hands, at your home, TV. How many of you have an old-style TV, the huge, raise your hand. Okay, thank God. Yeah. Living a simple life. So change our lifestyles. Can you imagine how African members live? If you see the video presentation from Pastor Booty, you can see their house is so shabby, right? Even they don't have a door, no window. So their life is so simple because no carpet to clean, no kitchen to clean, no window to clean, nothing. So they can save a lot of time. You know, after service, right? After 9 o'clock, after prayer, evening prayer, then we have a vacuum, right? How much you have to take? 20 minutes? 10 minutes, right? At least 10 minutes. How much you have to clean your kitchen? How much time you have to clean your kitchen, sisters? See, when you help your mom, how much time you will take it, to clean your kitchen? 3 to 5 minutes, or 30, yeah, see, 30 minutes, right? And how about vacuum? Monica, vacuum. You have carpet your home. How much time you have to take to vacuum? Or 15 minutes? Okay, see? How about window? So many things you have to clean, right? Because our life is so complicated. But if we live in simple life, see, we have much time to pray, to read in the Bible. Change our lifestyle. Just like this person, this Zacharias. Another Bible says, the rich fool said, my soul take easy and eat, drink, marry. He lived in loose life. And another rich man lived in luxury life. But it turned out to be cast into hell to suffer forever. And another rich young man was reluctant to lower his life quality and change his lifestyle. So it turned out he lost his salvation. So are we willing to change our lifestyle for the sake of our Lord? Sleeping in is a sin. Sleeping in, 赖床. Because the Bible says, was in prayer, all ancient saints got up early in the morning, like Abraham and Joshua. And procrastination is a sin because the Bible says, be ready at any moment not in the last minute. Living in this life is a sin because the Bible says, gird up the loins of mind, be sober and rest our hope fully upon the grace of God. This is related to our lifestyle. Let's turn to Lamentations. Chapter 3, verse 44. You have covered yourself with cloud, that the prayer should not pass through, to God. So we have covered ourselves with cloud. What is a cloud? Cloud may be our thinking, our attitude, our concept, and our lifestyle. So we just change, we just transform ourselves to live in godly life. Otherwise, our prayers will not reach to the heaven. So how to remove the cloud? Then we have to repent. We have to return, change. And this is living, because Apostle Paul said, living sacrifice. Living, which means turn into our day-to-day basis. Everyday job. It's a lifelong job, every day. And how? Verse 40. So let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. So search out every corner, every spot to examine our heart. I cannot see through your heart. You cannot see through my heart either. Only God can see through our heart. And we know our heart. So in our heart, maybe we have a lot of dark corners, a lot of dark spots. I cannot see. I didn't know. If you did not tell me, how can I know? But our God watch over every moment. When you study in your room, you lock your room inside. What you are doing there? Nobody can see. God sees. This is our dark life. And some people are living double life. Today, of course, we are here. We pray every day. We are so holy. We are so godly. But who knows, after we go back home, who knows? Fortunately, the Bible tells us, living sacrifice, every day's job, not just during the NYTS. No, see, every day, let's search out and examine our ways to see the Bible to according to the biblical teaching. Then 41, let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. So we pray. We have to examine ourselves and then turn back to the Lord, so to repent. Then our prayer will reach to God. And this is between you and God. Me too, between myself and God. The relationship is very personal. In prayer session, we only can use the Bible verses to encourage everybody. But how to build up the good relationship with God is your job. It's everybody's job. My job, your job too. So we should repent, deeply repent to the Lord. Okay. So let's pray together. Come forward.